there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today is a singer-songwriter who has sold millions and millions of records all over the world. He's won Brits and Ivor Novello's, and when he's not making music, he's taking down twats on Twitter with his rapier wit and cutting comebacks. Please stow away your emotional baggage and welcome on board, James Blunt! Yoo-hoo!
This is the final boarding call for passengers James Blunt. I repeat, this is the final boarding call, James Blunt. Thank you.
Right, now James, we've arrived at the airport. Do you go around duty-free or do you bypass duty-free?
Well, I can't believe how many suitcases you've brought. We're not going for that long.
That's just got my makeup
in. What have you got in there? I'm traveling with hand luggage only. And I tour the world with hand luggage only because otherwise it always goes missing. And because I do these music tours, it seems my bag always goes. So for the last 15 years or so, I've only ever traveled with hand luggage.
Oh, really? What's the worst thing that's gone missing?
That's why I'm wearing the same T-shirt as when I saw you last.
So you never have that fear of when the bag comes round and people you've seen on the flight, they're walking away with their bags.
And I'm already in the car outside whizzing home.
Fantastic. Now, do you get magazines, books? Do you have iPod? What do you do on the flight?
Well, before going duty-free, I do enjoy going through because I go and pick up, again, for all the touring reasons, that's where you go and stock up from Boots. You know, that's the one you don't need to go through the Boots on a high street. If you're passing through an airport, that's when I stock up.
And you like the mini ones?
I like the small, because I'm a smaller human being. And so to make myself feel like a bigger human being, I get as many products as I can that are as small as they probably, a small toothpaste, shower gel. And I just look at myself and I feel bigger and better about myself.
Great. I mean, and do you watch the film? Oh, I quite like watching the little plane go across the screen.
I mean, that's a bit of a slow-moving movie for me. I prefer something with a little bit more action. whatever you're into. I'd try and find a movie that I might not have seen. Because, again, you can be really tight there. You don't have to go to a cinema, do you? You think I'm on the plane. I can save myself the money from the cinema and watch it here.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought of that. That's so good. But I like having like a couple of bottles of red and then just watching the plane go across because I find it quite hypnotic.
No, I like to sit really close to the screen so it looks like a cinema. As close as it can be. And, enjoy the big screen moment.
Now, listen, your book is so funny. James Blunt, How to Be a Complete and Utter Blunt. Now it is basically the diary of a reluctant social media sensation. It is so funny. Be honest with me. You are the Oscar Wilde of Twitter. You are the Dorothy Parker of social media. How are you quick when you come back with them, or do you sometimes think about how quick are you with your comebacks? That's what I'm asking.
Well, the nice thing, I suppose, is I'm not on Twitter very often. I normally post about once a month. And so it means once a month I'll go and flick through, you know, what I might have missed out on, all the fun, all the kindness, all that, you know, the positivity that is Twitter, and then find one, and then I do normally. The nice thing about doing that is you can sit back for a moment as well, because it, you know, might not have been sent to you that minute, and you can take the emotion out of it, and so rather than, you know, biting back when someone says, I don't like you, you rather bite, you say, well, I don't like you either. Instead, I think I can settle down and say, okay, you know, I should respond with dignity and gravitas. So I'll write something crass and silly, and then I normally read it out to my wife. And if she recoils in horror, shaking her head, then I know it's a good one, and that's when I press send.
because you give some really good advice right at the end of the book. You say, look, don't do it in anger, because the one who gives the shit the least is the winner. You're right, aren't you?
It's true. If you don't care about it, then you're in a position of power. Don't care too much. Why should one?
Because no,
it's only Twitter, and it's not real life. And you know, and someone like you and I, in, you know, we put out, we put ourselves out there, and if you look online, you and I are going to find some negatives.
I very rarely find any negative. I really do.
Well, I write them about you and then I delete them because I know you, and I don't want you to read them. But we should be focusing on the positives in our life. Of, you know, we have tens of thousands of people who will, you know, buy, you know, an album, a show, your tickets to come and see you perform. And instead, it's very tempting for us to go and look online and get wound up by this one negative thing written by someone who we'll never meet.
You're right. I mean, I have come off Twitter, to be honest, because I just found it. I just thought, I've worked in a call centre, you see. I worked at Barclaycard, so I spoke to bellends for 4 years. And I just thought, I don't need to talk to bellends anymore. And I found it quite liberating, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sick of bellends.
Yeah. I'm at Barclays too, and I do remember calling you endlessly, but I found you very helpful during that time, and I was very grateful for your advice. Sad to see you move on. But I think you're totally right in that, and that's what I say at the beginning of my book, Twitter's awful, and I'm only on it nowadays. Put a book out and make cash in on it. Otherwise, there's a nicer world out there. We should all be on that in the real world instead.
Well, as we know, this is a travel podcast. And there's one tweet in here that someone said, at James Blunt, my sister just got married at Reef Villa, Sri Lanka. And apparently they are staying in the same room as you did. What we want to know, did you bang in that bed? Could be their claim to fame. And you replied, sadly not. I had a dodgy tummy that night and shat the bed. Do send them my regards.
It was a wonderful hotel, and Sri Lanka is definitely worth visiting, but probably just ask which room I was in so you don't see if they've changed the mattress.
Let's talk about your first early holiday memories. Where did you holiday as a child, or did you go on holiday?
Well, I suppose my first travel memories as a child, my dad was in the army. And so I was a pad brat, and I grew up in places like, I grew up as a for early memories were in Cyprus. And so we would travel out into the corners of Cyprus when he had time off. And I think that was an amazing experience. And that's probably why I live in Ibiza now, is because I learned to love as a child the Mediterranean and the sun and the sand and the, you know, and the kind of Mediterranean way of life. It went downhill from there, maybe, as we are from the Mediterranean, the sun, we then moved up to Germany, which is a lovely country. But my memories then of going on holiday were always the Schnell Imbiss on the side of a motorway, which is the fast food stations where you just get, you know, bratwurst and sausages, bratwurst and chips, and not quite as glamorous as a Cypriot holiday.
Now, obviously, you live in Ibiza. Now, Ibiza's a weird place because they say it brings out the worst in you. It can bring out the worst in you and it can bring out the best in you. So why Ibiza? Did you go there? Did you go to party or did you go to the other side where you had maybe, you know, one of those wheatgrass lattes and did a bit of yoga?
The reason I'm here, I know that my music is sometimes accused of being a little bit effeminate or delicate.
There's nothing wrong with being effeminate.
Totally, I'm with you. And you should see the colour of my underwear. But I love nightclubs. I'm here for nightclubs. And I built a nightclub at the end of my garden called Blunty's Nightclub. I have a big neon sign saying Blunty's Nightclub, where everybody's beautiful. And that's why I came. I mean, but fortunately, Ibiza, there's a quiet side and a busy side. And I'm kind of in the middle. I can reach both in a few minutes.
Now, I've heard in Ibiza, there is a big swinging community. Now, is there pampas grass outside Blunty's?
I just discovered that just the other day. I think, and what they do is what I'd heard about in the UK is, you know, you put your keys in a pot.
Yes.
Here, they put their sunglasses down.
Oh.
Put the sunglasses in the pot and you take out the sunglasses and that's where you go. I've been getting through so many pairs. You know, I put mine down and I don't get any back. I just keep losing mine that way now. And I don't get anything in return.
I bet your house is like Sunglasses Hut, isn't it?
So anyway, I mean, you know, it hasn't worked out for me that way, but I have heard about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just intrigued. Talking about the Mediterranean, you know, you're beautiful. The music video is filmed in Mallorca, but it looked like it was pissing it down.
Yeah, I know. And it was very, very cold because it was midwinter. And you can tell how cold it was by looking at my nipples. It was super chilly and they were spraying, you know, fake rain and snow on me. And I was, you know, getting my kit off and out there like that for many, many hours while they filmed me and they hurled me off a cliff. And I was quite stupid about it, really. The director said, you know, we're going to get you to jump off the cliff. How high are you prepared to jump off? And I said, you know, I've just left the army. However high you like, mate, I'm fine with it. Yeah. And then I arrived at this cliff that they'd found and they then built a platform on top of it to look like this white, you know, iceberg type affair. And they all got straps and ropes to keep them safe. But I was just wandering around and all the locals had come out to watch whichever idiot it was who'd agreed to jump off the cliff. And it was much higher than I'd necessarily imagined when I'd said yes. And it certainly hurt when I hit the water. That's why my voice is quite so high nowadays.
Yeah, I have no excuse, sadly.
This is your captain speaking. The seatbelt sign is now on. Hold on to your hat.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What are you like for holiday romances? I mean, obviously, you're happily married now and everything and part of the swinging community. Joke. when you were younger, did you fall in love maybe with, you know, a Cypriot lady or a girl or a waitress or something? You know, like when we do go away. Did you have any holiday romances?
I mean, yeah, you know, innocent little ones as teenagers do. Absolutely, you know, of course. You know, nothing racy that I could tell you about.
Oh, no, I'm not looking. No, I'm just intrigued, you know, because, you know, did you ever have that heartbreak of when you had to go back to England or somewhere and you're like, oh, no, you found love with someone?
I don't think I've ever found local love.
Oh, OK, that's fine.
It's fine.
I'm more like a bring your own bottle kind of person.
What kind of a traveller are you? Will you go through, like, your guidebook and start highlighting, you know, the Taj Mahal, Arc de Triomphe, that? Or are you a bit like, you know, Katy Perry, you're like a plastic bag that gets blown everywhere? What are you like?
I definitely like those, you know, those, what are they called? What are those books that you get where you go to, you know, off to Vietnam and the Lonely Planet books? So you can find out exactly where you're going to get your best chicken pad thai.
Tell me your best hidden UK gem.
Actually, come on then, I will tell you. Normally I wouldn't tell you a hidden gem because otherwise you're going to tell everyone and then it'll be, you know, they might know about it.
Yes.
And then I won't be able to get in anymore and I'll be queuing up outside thinking I used to love this place and now I can't get in there. But my favourite place, there's this incredible pub in London, in Chelsea, called the Fox and Pheasant. Have you ever heard of it?
The Fox and Pheasant. I've heard it has a lot of one-star ratings on TripAdvisor. Is that the one?
No, fuck you. It is not that one.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, just go along with it. The Fox and Pheasant.
You are promoting your own pub, James Blunt.
Off the Fulham Road.
I got the shits there after a Sunday roast.
Best Sunday roast probably in the whole of the UK.
Now, I'm joking about having the shits. I love pubs. Is this true? This? How long have you had that for then?
Well, I've had it for about 3 years, I think. And I've really cocked up slightly in my choice of businesses, haven't I? Because this pandemic has cancelled my music, shut my pub down. And now I'm releasing books and the bookshops are closed because of the pandemic as well. So hasn't gone so well, but I've loved having a pub. This pub, we used to call it the Fox and Unpleasant. And it was so unloved. And I bought it because it was going to be turned into houses. And I bought it and I've spent my time sanding it down and then varnishing it and making it into a very, very special little place. And I have an amazing crew and a fantastic chef. And I'm not allowed behind the bar, actually. People do ask, do you pull pints? But the staff are a bit embarrassed that it's me. So I'm normally stuck in the pot wash cleaning up downstairs. But it's a lovely place and you must go.
I love the fact that it was going to be turned into houses and you saved a pub because, you know, I'm getting on my soapbox now. These pubs need to be saved. They do, don't they?
Totally. They really do. Because also if it's made into a house, it's gone forever. You know, you'll never turn a pub back from a house into a pub. And I really think, you know, when I heard it was my local being turned into flats, then I thought it's my job as a minor pop star to be doing exactly that and save it. And it's been such fun. I guess also because, you know, music, like your job, is about bringing strangers together, about bringing people together. As much as in your job about making them laugh and lots of my songs make people laugh too. It's about the notion of bringing crowds, strangers together, shoulder by shoulder. And pubs do that too. And that's why I've loved it so much.
What destination do you keep going back to again and again? You absolutely love it.
Well, you know, obviously Ibiza, I love. And the other place I do go to, I go skiing in Verbier, which I went there as a child. When I joined the army, they actually sent me to Verbier to race. I was defending Switzerland against invasion and no one invaded during my time in Switzerland. So, and many people, I think, slept under the blanket of my security, protecting them in Switzerland. And then I got into music and very, very kindly, they've opened a ski lift there. They've named a ski lift after me. It's a chairlift. And I had to cut a ribbon and say, I name this chairlift James Blunt. God bless her and all who ride me. And I made the joke before that, you know, next year I'm installing a sound system on my chairlift to only play my music to keep the cues down. And I was on the chairlift a couple of years ago, and I was going out, had my goggles on and on my skis, and, you know, I'm going on my chairlift because I only ride my chairlift. I don't go on any of the other lifts. They're crap. I think Diana Ross has got one. I'm not going on that. I'm going on my chairlift. And I was riding up on it, and there was a guy and a girl beside me, and he turned around and he said, you know, this is James Blunt's chairlift, apparently he's installing a sound system next year to only play his music. I bet that'll keep the cues down. And I put my goggles up, said, mate, that's my joke. and he probably shat himself on the chairlift thinking this is like Candy Cameron, and you can't get off a chairlift in mid. He was stuck there with me thinking, oh god. No escape.
Really?
So, it was a wonderful moment.
Now, I've tried skiing. I don't get skiing. I don't. I went to Courchevel, and you have five-year-olds and four-year-olds weaving around you saying, move it, granddad, probably in French or Swiss. What is it about it? I mean, did you go on the black runs? Is it the black runs?
Well, maybe you're just, instead of skiing, maybe you're just a natural snowboarder. Maybe that's what you are. That's just...
Yes, now you're talking.
And that way you could probably... I think you have more of an excuse just to take out the children. Just let yourself be taken away, right? Take the children out and be done with it. That'll learn them.
This, I like the après ski. I love all that because, you know, you do a bit of skiing in the morning and then at 12 you just have beer, lager, don't you? It's amazing.
Exactly that. And I'm with you on that. You know, stop for lunch and quit while you're ahead.
Yes, yes. Let's get a little bit negative now. What is there a place in the world, and let's not start slagging off countries and towns, but is there anything, any country, any place you've really looked forward to going to, and then when you've got there, it's been a bit,
I don't know if there is. I'm really, really lucky with my touring. I do go and see a lot, and I love the changes everywhere. You know, my favourite's always places like South America, anywhere with Italian blood, Latin blood, amazing. Beirut's probably the best place to go in the whole planet.
Really? Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Beirut is such a melting pot of Muslim, Christian and Jew in the Mediterranean, but that boundary of Europe meets it, you know, over to the Muslim world and the Arab world. And it's such an incredible mix of cultures, food, location, and I couldn't recommend it more highly.
Wow, that's something I would never... It's like, you know, with you being a soldier and everything, and I know you go to Kosovo, didn't you, and everything. It's these places that you hear about in the news you don't normally think. I mean, I'm like a child of the 80s, you know, and hearing Beirut, you just imagine Terry Waite, you know, tied to that radiator and like Jackie, you know, sunny man looking for husband Jackie. So you don't naturally think it's a holiday destination. But, you know, places do have a second chance. They evolve and they grow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think also Beirut, they're very much, they have become used to, you know, a bomb going off every few years that has been devastating. But because you know that that bomb may go off at any time, they're very, you know, they're very much alive for today.
Yes.
And that sense of vibrancy and living for the moment gives them a really very special character.
Do any of these places sort of inspire your music? Because California, that you wrote about that in 2017. Do places inspire you to write?
I've written lots of songs about my time in the army and in Kosovo. It's a beautiful part of the world, the Balkans. You know, the actual countryside is stunning. And yet I found such great sadness how humans can simply not be compassionate to each other and understanding. You know, there are always two sides to a story, and why they can't see that there are two sides to the story and have to fight over it and not meet in the middle was something that I've, you know, obviously written about a lot from my time in the army. And I spend a lot of time in Los Angeles and find myself writing about sometimes the shallowness of that, just because I'm as shallow as a puddle and enjoy it.
In first class, you will have an all-you-can-eat buffet, Wagyu beef, caviar washed down with copious amounts of crystal. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Let's talk decadence now. And obviously, this is a safe space. Tell me the time you've really thrown some money at a holiday or a hotel and you've gone, I'm James Blunt, give me that presidential suite. There must have been a time when you've gone, right, come on, let's just be really vulgar here. When have you gone, sod it, right?
Last week.
No, I mean, I'm talking Maldives.
You guys just went into lockdown last week. And there are various restrictions going on throughout Europe. And I thought, you know what, now would be a great time to go to Venice because there'll be no tourists there at all. And because I'm in Spain and with Italians, they have a travel corridor so you can go. Oh. So a bit of pandemic tourism. Get in while you can. The Rialto Bridge was the very famous Rialto Bridge. You can get a view of the Rialto Bridge. And I got, you know, the one with a literally a terrace, which you could step off the terrace into the Grand Canal. So the gondola could pick you up and drop you off back at your own hotel room. And the amazing thing was for that, the prices are cut down and there was no one there. There was only one on the Rialto Bridge.
Well, it's like my friend, they went to see the Acropolis and they said it was there was 20 people max there and they had the Acropolis to themselves. And I mean, I know you're joking about pandemic tourism, but, you know, what you'll never, ever get the chance to be alone in the, you know, Acropolis and watch the sun come up. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that has been one of the most amazing things about the pandemic is how it has, you know, made everyone stand still and not travel so much. And I think, you know, the planet needs a tiny bit of a rest from us traveling anyway, actually. Here in the water in Ibiza, I went out to the coast and to the harbour and you could see the bottom of the harbour, which I've been here 15 years and never seen the bottom. And maybe to give the planet a little bit of a rest, maybe there's no bad thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, give me one thing. If I said, right, James, I'm coming over. I want to come to Blunties. What's the one place you would take me to in Ibiza? I've been a couple of times to Ibiza. Can't really remember most of them. But tell me, where would you take me?
Well, this year, all the clubs are closed. All the clubs are closed. There's only one place to go. It's Blunties nightclub. It's just 30 metres away. I've got Svetlana who runs the door. Svetlana's a mannequin who runs the door. She's not the first person to run the door. I did have Nadia, but Nadia broke her back in a strange accident, but Svetlana is the mannequin in place. I buy her dresses every couple of weeks because I think it's important to have the person working on the door of the club wearing something different. Wife gets very upset actually because she says, oh, you bought me a dress. I'm like, it's not for you, darling, it's for Svetlana. But that's the only place I'd take you. I have thought of another great moment of having a pop star moment. I was in Thailand in Bangkok. And I was on a tuk-tuk and I love tuk-tuks and I just thought, you know what, I'll do it. I'll have one of these. So I just took the picture of it and to have probably my best pop star moment. I just messaged my tour manager the picture and I said, I'll have two of these, please. And we shipped two back from Thailand. And my mode of transport here in Ibiza is a tuk-tuk. And I gave one to my sister and she drives her kids to school in it. And I ride around on my tuk-tuk here in Ibiza. It says taxi on it and people will stop me and they'll go, hey, mate, you know, how much is it to Ibiza town? And they'll go, oh, my God, it's you. Oh no, man, what happened? And I go, come on, it's €5. Let's go.
You know who also does that? You know, Noel Edmonds has his own taxi. And he puts a mannequin in the back and he turned up at Chatty Man with the taxi and the booker thought the mannequin was Amanda Holden sitting in the back and said, lovely to see you, Amanda.
Wonderful.
I know we're running out of time, but I've got to ask you this quick question. Ibiza, it must have been like going back in time without any ravers there and tourists. Did you enjoy it? Did you feel like you had Ibiza to yourself?
I mean, I love it when it's busy. And I love the clubs being open. But yes, there was something very special about it having, you know, being very quiet and going to empty bays, empty beaches. I have a tiny, tiny little boat, you know, one you can go out for picnics on, nothing flash. And I went out on the very first day we were allowed to take the boats out. And we're looking back at this empty island, no one on it, no one on the beach. Two other boats went out that whole day on the first day. And like, we parked up and the sun was shining and we were having a picnic and it was amazing. And then after 40 minutes, one of those other boats came up and dropped its anchor about 3 meters away from us. You've got the whole of the Mediterranean, it's empty. No one here. And you come 3 meters away, what are you doing?
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
This is quick fire. They don't even make sense. Just say what you want, okay?
Roger.
Chicken or beef?
Well, I'll go for the beef, please. Rare, thank you.
Lovely. It's on its way. Desert or ocean? See, I can be deep.
Definitely an ocean. Well, you know, well, you die in the desert.
Yeah, of course. Sunset or sunrise?
I mean, I would... sunrise if you're still awake.
Yes. Nudist or not on your Nelly?
I mean, I'll I like to watch.
Mile High member or non-member?
Via PJ.
PJ? All private jet, get you. Street food or foreign muck?
I really like any kind of junk food. I'm a junk food, so street food, defo.
Hilton or hammock?
Ooh, hammock.
Travel insurance or I'll take my chance?
Ask my tour manager.
Full moon party or full English?
I enjoy a bit of full moon party. I've been to the one on Koh Phangan.
Thank you so much. You've been so much fun. James Blunt's book, How to Be a Complete and Utter Blunt, is out now.
As you say, I wouldn't buy that present for an adult, but or not, in fact, not for a child either, so I don't know who you'd buy it for.
You're so good at promoting, you know that. Not for a child or an adult. No, thank you so much, James. I really appreciate it.
So good to see your face. Lots of love to you.
And let's have a drink when all this madness is over, yeah?
When all the madness is over. See you in... Where's, do you know any good pubs?
I know the Fox and Unpleasant.
The Fox and Pheasant in Chelsea off the Fulham Road.
Yes, that's the one.
You there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thanks for listening to Life's a Beach. If you loved it, please subscribe. If you hated it, piss off.